2004 Labor Day Conference in Cleveland, Ohio, with Brother Titus Chu. The divine and mystical realm in Colossians. Christ, the person of the divine mystical realm. Message 3.
Well, we have not finished the outline. We didn't finish reading the outline. Main reason is we cannot cover that much. Then secondly, the last part of the outline will be shared basically tomorrow morning. So I feel that one meeting is enough. The reason why I still put it there, just to, for you to realize, there's a mystery of God and there's a mystery of Christ. Then, when the mystery of Christ is being realized, there's a need of the ministry, a mystery of stewardship, or the mystery of God's economy, the same thing. So we, now this morning, we would cover the mystery of Christ. Last night we covered, on the first meeting we covered, who is this Christ? Second meeting we covered, God only cares for Christ, and that's why, and what is the reason. You know, brothers, these messages are easy to share, but hard to take. In other words, you can hear it. You can hear it many, many times. You can even repeat the message, give the message. But when the testing time comes, it is too easy for the sins, especially those who love the Lord, just forget what their lifelong commitment is. What is our lifelong commit? Our lifelong commitment is Christ. Our lifelong commitment is the church. Our lifelong commitment is to become a New Testament minister, carry out the mystery of God's economy. These are very crucial matters, and these are things very hard to understand. Now, I say a word. You want me to tell you why? Because many of you are not here last night. As long as you are not here last night, you have a hard time to know what I'm sharing today. What is the reason? Number one, you are slothful and lazy. That's why you miss the meetings. And that's why you don't take care of the church life faithfully. Number two, because of our slothfulness, our spiritual understanding will not be that high. Brother, please remember, everyone come to the meeting, we feel very encouraged. We're happy, we're joyful. But remember that we are not an entertaining group. Neither are we a religious club. We are here for the divine testimony of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. For this reason, it needs soberness. It needs commitment. It needs consecration. It needs us to really give ourselves to God and to what God is doing. With that stand, we are qualified. Amen. Then you say, if this is the case, I walk out. Well, you can walk out, but you're going to miss even more. You know, someone really enjoy the food. Someone enjoy the leftover. And someone enjoy nothing. Those who miss all the meetings only make meetings Lord's Day morning, enjoy leftovers. Those who walk out of the meeting enjoy nothing. I know you will say, well, Brother Titus, you really are a hard person. Don't say that. If Lord Jesus were here, he would have been much, much, 70 times more harder than I am. He may literally whip us out of the meeting hall. I mean that. Remember how the Lord was so harsh to the religious people and tell them, you cannot play religion. You have to be sober before God. Amen. You know, brother, for this reason, we cover number one, what is the mystery of God? Christ. What does that mean? That means something is hidden in God's heart. If you ask him, oh, dear God, whom do you care for? He will say, Christ. What are you doing, working with? Whom are you working with? He will say, Christ. by what ways you would carry out the things in your heart, his answer will be Christ. If you say, how would you accomplish your economy, his answer is Christ. In other words, if you come to God, you would find out something surprising. This Almighty, this omnipresence, this is all wise one, seems he's so focused, much more focused than all of us. We are sitting in the meeting, we begin to think what to do with the meeting, after meeting. Do you get my point or not? We're not focused. God, our God, is very focused. Focused to a point, you ask him, seems he become ignorant to all the other things. He says, oh God, how beautiful is the tree. He will say, that is Christ. Oh God, how marvelous am I. He will say, that is Christ. You say, no, the tree is going to die. I'm going to die. He will say, that's because you have been fallen. But the reality, the reality of the positive things are Christ. Amen. You know, brother, it's hard for us to be focused like that. I talk with many overseas student from Far East, either from mainland China or from other countries. What are you doing? I'm working on my PhD. Do you know what his philosophy means? Philosophy means philo and sophia, which means I love to study. Sophia means knowledge, philo means love, and human love. Means who is a doctor of philosophy means this guy, this particular person, has ability to be in books and never get up. That's it. You know, it's interesting. Yet people are very proud of it. Who are you? I'm a PhD. And those who study theology is a DDT. Doctor of Divinity and Theology. That's why DDT, right? Good for what? Kill mosquitoes. You know, brother, it's interesting, right? We focus on many things. Oh, I just bought a house. Oh, I just bought a new car. Oh, I just got my degree. Oh, I'm going to get married. For that, I congratulate because that's real. Oh, I got the kids. Hallelujah. That's also real. Why? Because God cares for it. And my house, God says, where that is. Oh, Lord, don't you see that on top of the mountain? He says, even this mountain will be destroyed. So what are you so happy about it? I care not for so many things as you do. I care only a living person, Christ. Then you ask the Lord now, oh Lord Jesus Christ, what do you care for? Then he says, I also have a mystery. What is my mystery? The mystery of Christ is what? It's the church. When you ask God, what do you care for? God will say, Christ. When you ask Christ, what do you care for? Christ will answer, the church. In other words, in this universe, only two things are most crucial. Number one, Christ. Number two, the church. Christ and the church. You know, brothers, Christ and the church are the central theme of the universe and for eternity. Even for eternity, the church, the body of Christ, will become the new Jerusalem. Right? Become also God's habitation and God's expression. For this reason, we need to cover the sixth point concerning the mystery of Christ. Then you ask me, where did the sixth point come from? Well, this is study of Colossians. So point six, that's point F, is from the book of Colossians mainly. Point A, B, C, D, E is from a hymn. That is hymn written by Brother Lee in the hymnals number 824. We sing it last night. Why? Because when we come to the church, I have the realization no one can give a better message than the message that is given in the hymnals 824. So basically this outline, this portion of outline, from point A to point E, were written or edited put in by the brothers and not me. After they did it, I worked it to make it a little bit smooth. Basically, all according to that hymn. So what we will do? We'll have a very relaxed meeting. We'll share a little, we'll sing a song. We'll share a little, we'll sing a hymn. You understand what I'm talking about? So you know how brotherly teach us, and you also know what is a church. Now let's come to the outline. The mystery of Christ, the church. What is a church? The enlargement of the divine mystical realm. You know, the divine mystical realm, as we have shared, is just the triune God himself. Himself is a realm because he is the spirit, just like air. The spirit, the air, is a realm. Now, he himself, God is a spirit, he is a realm for us to enter in, for us to walk in, for us to enjoy. But one day, this very God become incarnated as a man, who is Jesus Christ. And in Christ's resurrection, he beget all of us. And this begetting is an enlargement of this divine mystical realm, the process triune God himself. And what is this? This is the church. And remember that the church is spiritual. The church is as spiritual as who God is. Amen. How is God? How is the church? How is Christ? How is the church? How is God exhibited? How should the church be exhibited? The church is not a gathering alone. The church is not a programming. The church is not a good service. The church is not even brotherly love. The church is just God and God enlarged. Amen. So what is a church? The church is the enlargement of the divine mystical realm. So point A, the church is the body of Christ, the habitation of God, with Christ as his life and the person. Do you like it? Then what is the church? The church is the body of Christ. Think about it. Oh, I come to you, Muscle Man. Brother Muscle Man, what's your name? I keep on forgetting. But remember, I will keep on forgetting. The brother know me, know that. I cannot remember names. I have a poor memory. And I always mess up brothers because they all look alike. Everyone has two eyebrows, two eyes, one nose, one mouth, and two ears, and with head. So they all look alike. Usually, there could be a little different. So I always ask the brother, are you so-and-so? He said, no. Then I get embarrassed. Now, I'll let you know beforehand, next year when he come, or next conference when you come, I'll mess you up with somebody else and just be happy about it. Brother, maybe I come you. Come up, come up. Brother, what's your name?
Mike.
Mike. You know, Mike is a big guy, big shot. Michael, one of the archangel. Okay. Oh, are you that great? Do you see Michael? Do you see Michael? Two questions. Do you see Michael? Yes. Do you see Michael? No. Do you see Michael? Yes. Because you see the expression. Do you really see Michael? Possibly you have to say no. To see him need many, many years to be with him. You married yet?
No.
No. Oh, handsome young man. Oh, Lord Jesus. But whatever that is. Brother Michael, so your parents know you. Do you have brothers and sisters?
One brother.
Your brother know you. Where's your brother?
He's at home.
Oh, that's no good. Next time, bring your expression with you. I tell you, Michael.
I'm working on it.
You're working on it. Praise the Lord, huh? So he's saved. He's trying to get his brother saved. How good that is. Am I right?
Yes.
You know, brother, praise the Lord, we see Michael. But you really want to know Michael, you have to be with him for many, many days. Then he know he's good-hearted. Are you good-hearted?
Think so.
Yeah, I believe so. Because very few muscle men is not good hearted. Do you realize that? Because when the people are so busy with exercising, build up their muscles, they have no time to be evil. Do I make sense or not? Okay, so are you good-hearted?
Yes.
Are you a sweet person?
Yes.
Are you ill-tempered?
Ill-tempered?
Yeah.
No.
Very few muscle men is not ill-tempered. Okay, so I'm wrong. He is not ill-tempered. Are you smart?
Yeah.
You like to study? Do you like to study?
When I have to.
You have a good grade?
Yes.
Are you ready to go to Harvard?
No.
You know, brother, to know this man is not that easy. You can see the expression, but you may not really see him. You know, sometimes you know a person for a few years after you say, I finally know who is this guy. I will have nothing to do with him. But brother, remember, that's only to the brothers who are not in the church life. No, not to the brother. Only to the unbelievers who is not in the church life. You have no right to tell any brother, I have nothing to do with you. You have no right because he's your co-members in the body.
Amen.
But anyway, to see him and to know him are two things. Within him, there's a person. Outside the person, there's this person. Why he is a muscle man and I am a belly man? Well, you laugh, but it's true. I'm being sarcastic on myself. Am I right? Why he is a muscle man? So strong here. Why I'm so strong here? And strong here is good for strength. Strong here is not good at all. But you know the sad thing? When I was 50, I was told, after 50, you don't put on weight. I was so happy. Praise the Lord. I'm okay. Now I realize, after 20 years, it's not true at all. After 50, you put on weight faster. And more than that, they don't go away. Oh, you know, the sister cooked for me. I couldn't tell you. Almost have to beg for meat. They make two vegetables. Make sure I don't put on weight. And I keep on repeating to the sisters, remember, I need to give a message. Remember, I need strength. Remember, I need to eat meat. Would you please go get me a chicken? I know this is how the sister feels. Sister says, look at your belly. And I know how, he doesn't know how I feel. I don't care about belly. I got to go through the 3 days. The 3 days conference, I got to have energy. If I should lose weight, that's after the meeting. But the sad thing is, they don't go away. You know, brothers, what is the difference between this man and this man? Oh, I'm thankful. Let me tell you, huh? Within this man, there's a nice man. Basically, almost no American's not nice. Maybe beside Kissinger or something. Is there such a guy? Henry? Yeah, he possible. I can see he's nice because he's a Jew. But anyway,
thank you.
You know, he's a nice man. He's a good man. And here, what you see is really not the man, but what? It's only part of the man. You really see his body. Then what is his body? This body is an organic constitution of that man. Do you get my point? Let me tell you something simple. Before you were 40 or 35 or whatever, your face is decided by your parents. After you're 35 or 40, your face is decided by yourself. Have you ever heard that statement?
No.
For instance, young girl, you're so beautiful, right? Why you stand up? See how beautiful you are. Let people agree with me. You don't? Okay. You're so beautiful, right? That's because you are below 35. Wait a minute. You haven't got it yet. After 35, if she lived a decent life, loving life, godly life, the life that pleased God, the life that is godly and fair to him, to herself, the life that is simple, loving, then she would have a very sweet face after 35 or 40. If she, of course, she would never happen. That would never happen to her. But a beautiful young girl go to gamble, go to drink, become alcoholic, and become violent, showed in the face. After 40, you'll say, wow, the harsh face. Then she will take a picture. But I was beautiful. But remember, that beauty comes from God's creation, given to you by your parents. But you, something pretty bad. I have a good news to tell you. Paul, come on. He's 60.
Thank you.
Am I right?
That's right.
Besides having a job, no fault. A perfect brother, really perfect. Look at the face, isn't it perfect? Do you make sense or not? You just look at it from angle. All angle, besides this part, everything is fine. Isn't it? Oh, sorry. Jim, you don't mind? Please, sorry. Huh? He's 74. Look, how sweet is the face. Isn't it? How sweet is face. So the body does express a person. Look how sweet. At age 74, still so lovely. Isn't he? Everyone is willing to say, I like to be his friend. If you don't, then you must be very stupid. Right? It's because sweet person. No, this sweetness was not from parents. This sweetness was from many years living before God. So thank you. Thank you, bro. So this organic constitution, that is the body, become an expression of what is inside. What is inside of you expressed through your physical body. What is inside of the church, which is Christ himself, is expressed through this organic constitution that is the body of Christ. When the church life, when the body of Christ is saturated Christ in local expression, the local church become joyful, become prevailing, become strong, become heavenly. When the body of Christ through the local church expression is short of Christ himself, then the local church is losing weight. You say, wow, I never heard such a thing. Local church is losing weight. Well, how about I use the word losing strength, just like a church in Cleveland. Church in Cleveland put on a lot of weight, but lose strength because getting old. Am I right, Jimmy? Do you agree? You know, brother, it's interesting. What is the church? The church is body of Christ. What is the body? The body is an organic constitution of all the believers with Christ as a person inside. And also what? It's a habitation of God. Universally, it's a divine habitation. Locally, it's a dwelling place. In other words, theoretically, where God abides in the church. Practically, where God dwells through the local churches. So the church, the body of Christ, express God through the local churches as what? As God's dwelling place with Christ as his life and person. It's good, huh? Brother, say congratulations, you got to. I'm just about 70. I can still lie to myself, I'm 68. The fact is, a couple months later, I'll be 69. When you are 69 and 70, it makes no difference. Actually, 69 and 80 possibly doesn't make much difference. Once you come to 69, all the age makes no difference anymore. It's just an old man, that's it. Am I right? You know, brother, I'm still energetic. I'm still powerful. I'm still strong. I can still give a message with strength. Don't you appreciate it? But if something wrong with me, last night I got a series of movies, Terminator 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I watched it all the way through. Terminator 5. Eventually, the Terminator himself gets terminated. So finally, it's all over. You know, brother, Why watch five Terminators? So I go to bed at 4:30. Do you think I can be that strong? Everything will be wrong with me because the person is wrong. So the expression of the body become wrong. Do you get my point? If the sisters do not cook chicken broth, do not cook good food for me to get nourishment, then do you think I can be strong? Brothers, realize, huh? The strength of the body has so much to do with how much you have Christ. When you have Christ, you become strong. When you do not have Christ, you become weak. When Christ is prevailing, the church life becomes strong. Why? Because the church is the body of Christ. Then, more than that, huh? The church is a new man of new creation who was begotten in Christ's resurrection. So there are two good things. What is the church? The church is new. Then what is the church? The church is in resurrection. In fact, the newness is a reality of resurrection. When Christ resurrected, Christ declared, "Behold, I made all things new." Amen. With Christ, there's nothing old. With Christ, there's nothing, what, out of date. With Christ, there's nothing, what, with loses flavor, freshness. With Christ, everything is new. And do you know that? Mike, all the Christians got to be new all the time. Amen. You have to be new because you are the church. And what the church? What is the church? The church is a new man. And the church is in resurrection. As the church is in resurrection, as a new man, the resurrecting element, the resurrecting life is all the time operating in your person. Amen. Don't you like this? Amen. You know, brother, who are we? Professional loser. I mean, let's face it. If you do make a PhD, I congratulate you. But that only means you bury yourself in the books and also lied to your professor. You say, "Oh, I never lied." No. The professor is fallen man, and you are fallen too. The professor get a good graduate student. He found a cheap labor, a really cheap labor, especially a good one. So the professor will do his best and not give you a degree. And you will do your best to negotiate a degree. Two Jacobs working together with another, both in the fallen humanity. I tell you, whenever I see a PhD, I just have the feeling, I don't know how you made it, but I know the whole situation is not in resurrection and it may not be new. But the Christians are different. Christians, in principle, are professional losers. Come on, brother Xu. Isn't he a professional loser? Think about it. 2 years ago, he would come to me ask, "Where do you think I come from?" He's such a loser, I said, "South America or Central America, whatever." It doesn't mean South America is a loser. Look, you are a Chinese, how come you are so dark? Ha ha ha. How come? Chinese are yellow. Here's a Chinese, come on. Here's a Chinese. Do you see the difference? This is a yellow. This is a semi-yellow. Not that yellow. Then, I tell you, they both are losers. This one do not have much spiritual life. Maybe you're going to have some last year, 2 years ago. Amen. Am I right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This one, bright. His IQ is 175. This is my guessing. But anyway, bright. Whatever you do, he's better. Work out the program. And you might. Oh, sure. It's getting embarrassing.
It's
okay. He finished college 2 years. Am I right?
Oh, last year.
Only last year?
Yeah.
Oh, so you didn't waste your life. But he's the first one after graduating. Talk with me, what should I do in my life? Then he made the decision to become a lawyer. if he can. To what? To defend what? But anyway, I tell you, this is a loser. This is a loser. This is a loser because he is big and tall and focus on different things. This is a loser because he's smart and focused on study. But whatever that, this is a loser because he's great. Is your grade okay? Yeah. Oh, so I'm sorry. He's not a loser. He's a loser because his grade is good. He's a loser because his grade is good too. But how do I know they're a loser? Because not one person can all the time say, I am in newness. That's why I know you're a loser. Am I right or not?
Amen.
The day he came with a funny hair. Oh, brother, what's your question?
I asked you where you thought I was from.
Yeah, where do you think I'm from? And this one never asked a question. Brother, you want me to work out, be a host of a, what do you call it, internet? How do you call that stuff?
Something like that.
A set.
Website.
Website. You want me a host of a website for the Lord? Brother, let me tell you, everybody's a loser. If you never love the Lord, you are always overcoming. Once you love the Lord, you realize, oh Lord Jesus, I'm just terrible. I'm just terrible. Brother, however, do you realize something very special? No matter how we have lost, that's including me too, huh? Because put these two age together is just about half of my age. So I'm much older, huh? So I have much more experience than being a loser. This one's a loser because he got defeated. This one's a loser, he got defeated. This one is old pro. In what? In becoming defeated. But you say, how can you still love the Lord? How can you be that strong to us? Because I was strong to you, right? You should not only come to Lord's Day morning. You should make the meeting soberly.
Amen.
Do I make sense?
Amen.
I tell you, something interesting. Within us, there's an element called the new. Within this man, there's also an element called the new.
Amen.
And within this man, there's also an element called new.
Amen.
When I become so old, you know what's happened? I don't have to abide in my defeatedness. I can begin to enjoy, oh Christ, who is the resurrection.
Amen.
And the resurrected Christ created me a new man.
Amen.
Are you a loser?
Yes.
Are you defeated?
Amen.
Do you have to be defeated?
No.
Do you have to abide in your defeatedness?
No.
So what would you do?
Enjoy Christ.
Yeah, I can take in Christ.
Amen.
Can you say that?
I can take in Christ.
Once you take Christ, newness come.
Amen.
That's why we're called a new man.
Amen.
Sometimes you say, well, the church is a new man. You just had a feeling, what are you talking about? Church is a new man. We're pretty old. Like the church in Cleveland is old to the point you can't find the teeth anymore. Maybe with Paul there are still a few teeth left. But anyway, it's such an old church. But I tell you something interesting though. Such an old church with new life.
Amen.
With resurrection.
Amen.
You know, what is the body? Thank you. The body here says, the body is a new man. The church is a new man of the new creation. Begotten in Christ, resurrection. When Christ resurrected, we are in resurrection with this Christ. Because of this, as to life, something not of Christ is not the church. In other words, only Christ, he become life of the church. Remember that verse, Christ, who is our life. Who is Christ? Christ, who is our life. Can we say it together? Christ, who is our life. Christ, who is our life. So what? Because the life of Christ, anything that is foreign, it reject. When there cannot be the church, which the life reject. You know what I mean? For instance, there's a transfusion needed. Blood typifies life. There's a transfusion needed. You are blood, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever that is. And there's no such blood available. So they pick up a dog and get dog's blood and transfuse into you. You know what's going to happen? In 1 second, that person died. May not die, I don't know. I think the person eventually will get into a serious problem. Why? Something that not of that life was put into that body. Oh, brother, you never realize when it's too easy for us to bring different things into the church life. And thinking these in the church life will take out the church life, yet they are not necessarily Christ himself. Anything that is not Christ himself eventually would kill. You know, I remember we are now learning because most churches have a hard time. We learn, we say, this is maybe I say this story. I went to Taiwan. One brother came. He's a very, very successful businessman. So he come with a bag. He says, Brother Titus, this is for you. And I look at it. Many necklaces made by pearl. So big. That's why I know it's fake. Because genuine cannot be that big. But he did make a comment. He says, don't look at this. He says, I thought that Clinton was the president. He says, Mrs. Clinton's, how do you call that? Necklace. Is this. In other words, that's the same thing he got, she got. Of course, when the president's wife come out, nobody think it's fake. When you put it out, everybody knows fake. So, but anyway, he said, I don't look down at that. And I look at it, they're beautiful. The best thing is, I don't know where are they now. I may have lost it or give somebody, whatever that is. But also is a book. The book English title is Toward the Mark. You know, written by the Saddleback pastor.
Oh, yeah.
Who declared he sees Watchman Nee, he sees the local church. They are the church in Saddleback, and they have 20,000, 30,000, how many thousand Christians gathered together in how long? Then I began to flip over. I really appreciate it. But at the same time, I know one thing, that work with you don't work with us. And what's the difference? Because you are a Christian religious group. We practice the expression of the body of Christ. So many elements can be added in, but not with us. Then you say, how about the mountaintop? A mountaintop has a lot of body. Is that all Christ? I say, brother, you must be very stupid to ask such a question. The young people are very happy. How do you know that's not Christ? And they enjoyed it, and that brings them to Christ. Isn't that good enough? And they say, okay, that is good. Praise the Lord. So Titus, you should have a conference with a band. Then I say, I can't, because I'm an old man. Do you know the difference or not? So life expressed differently at different ages. In different stage of life, there is expression of such a life. But basically the same thing. Without Christ, there's no church. Because church, the life of the church, is Christ. And more than that, something wrong with the time. It goes so fast. Yeah, I mean that. How come? I spoke about an hour already. At least, 45 minutes. That really doesn't make sense. I didn't begin yet. Okay, then come to point two. It's constitution. The church, the new man, come out from every tribe, tongue, people, nation. There cannot be, in other words, even you want to make an issue, it's not there. There cannot be Greek or Jew, circumcision, uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. As a constitution, the church constitution is only Christ. You know, even in this meeting, do you know how many languages? I don't know. Huh? There's English. There's the Chinese. And don't think Chinese are that easy. There's the Taiwanese Chinese. There's the mainland Chinese. And mainland Chinese divided into northern Chinese, southern Chinese, and the Cantonese Chinese. And Cantonese Chinese mostly understood by Cantonese. And then there are brothers from Spanish speaking, brother from Korean speaking, there are brothers from whatever the language. You know, brother, very interesting, huh? When we come in, we like to say we're Koreans, or we are Mexicans, or we are Chinese. But here he says, in the church life, new man, there cannot be, but by birth, do you realize that the same culture like to be together? Michael, muscle man like to be with muscle man. Big belly like to be with big belly. And you can't help. Even then the Chinese muscle man like to be with Chinese muscle man. American muscle man like to be with American muscle man. Chinese big belly are with Chinese big belly. American big belly are with American big belly. Then the old big belly are with old big belly. Young big belly with young big belly. Eventually in the church life, all kind of clubs will be formed. Just by race, just by language, just by age, just by education, just by what? Different culture, different disposition. Oh, brother, be careful. Here it says, there cannot be. There's one thing I'm always surprised. I like it, though. You know, Brother Shishan, what's your name? Brian. I'll forget it again. Okay. But you keep on calling me and give me a call. Say, Titus, this is Brian, to Sunday, if I can find it. You know the interesting part? He likes me. Do you?
Amen.
Be honest.
Amen.
Do you like me?
Amen.
It doesn't make sense. Do you speak Chinese? 你会不会讲中文呢？你讲什么中文呢？学而时习之，不亦说乎？懂不懂？那个是不懂。 What kind of Chinese he has? Then he would come back. Brother Titus, your English was spoken by the most lousy people. Any people with any decency will speak English better than you do. You've been here 40-some years. What kind of English you speak? And I look at him, tall, genuine, lovely. And he look at me, old, ready to be retired. That's not bad. Ready to be retreat. That's worse, right? Ready to be, I hate to use third word, but it's going to come to everybody, disappear. Well, if it's good way, it's rapture, right? But most likely it won't. I tell you, brother, these two persons, different, just different. Let me ask you, you, I know you a little bit. You've been with me for months, right? Some meetings, come on. Do you like us?
Amen.
Come on. What are you afraid of? You are cross the teacher, right? You just hit people up. Do you like us?
Amen.
Do you really like us?
Amen.
Do you like me? Mm-hmm. Do you like him?
Yeah.
Brother, illogical. Miracle. I would say this pastor is the greatest miracle you can see. Oh, Joe, come on. We add some fragrance to it. Come on. So your brother don't know him. I know him. Joe, where are you now, Columbus? Yeah, come on. This, could I introduce you, two brothers, to a brother from Columbus? Hey, how come the color of your face is so different with us? And where's your hair? And how come we three don't have eyeglass you have? Brother, do you know the differences? Easily the issue can be made, right? We young people from China. We young people from China grow up here. And let me find the young people from China grow up in China. Come on. You. Yeah, from Taiwan. Taiwan is China. Come on. Amen. You know the difference? Taiwan Chinese. Come on, another one. Mainland Chinese. Come on. Mainland Chinese. You grew up from mainland China?
Yeah.
Do you speak English?
Yes, sir.
Do you speak English well? Yeah. Do you speak English as good as I am? If not, are you qualified to be in the church life? Titus is the lowest standard for the church life. You know, brother, we make issues. We make issues. Do you know that? We like say, here are three Chinese, but you know they're different. This is mainland Chinese. This is Taiwan Chinese. This is banana Chinese. Do you know why it's banana Chinese? Outside is yellow, inside is white. Banana Chinese. This is mainland Chinese, Taiwanese Chinese, banana Chinese. And this is a real, this is American. And this is a real American. This is a African American. And this is a banana American. And this is a newly immigrant American. This is trying to be American. Oh, brother, this is a church life.
Amen.
Everyone is different. Different in race, different in education, different disposition, different in everything.
Amen.
Yet all together we are one new man.
One new man.
Amen.
Do you like it?
Amen.
Do you like it?
Amen.
How long have you been in the United States?
2.5 years.
2.5 years. Where are you from?
Shanghai.
No, here.
St. Louis.
St. Louis?
Yeah.
How many are we come with you?
Five.
Praise the Lord, brothers. You're from St. Louis.
Yeah.
Did you find your home in the United States?
No.
You have to say, I find my home in the church life.
Yeah.
Isn't that good? But if I make issues, now let me tell you, none of them are qualified. I tell you why. This one, his English not yet good enough. And how long have you been saved?
10 years.
Only 2 years. I am 52 years. So, and his hair. You know, we walk together when people ask, how old's your grandson? Am I right or not? People ask, how old is your grandson? How can we be together? No, you should go down. Don't go back, just go down. This one, too professional. Look at the hair. Look at the tie and shirts. Why not a white shirt? In the church life, only white shirt counts. How come you got this kind of shirt? This one. Oh, look, he got this. I never saw it before. Look what he get. Oh, Lord Jesus, we better take it off. I show to everybody. Oh, Lord Jesus, I can't believe you would have, I'll take it off or you'd never take it off. And here is a brother, could you believe how much the world has invaded into us? Look, one dear brother, a good brother, even have a necklace. Here's another one. This one seems okay, right? Everything's fine. The only thing is, how long have you been saved?
About a year.
How many times you read the Bible? Well, you promised you would read the Bible, did you?
Almost all the way through.
I keep him. He is the only one qualified for the church life. How about you, brother? How many years have you been saved?
About 40.
How many persons you got saved?
A few.
Huh? How many? Listen. 40 years. What did you say?
Several.
Well, I don't know if I should put you there or here. Brother, this is our view of church life.
Amen.
Chinese should have their meetings. Americans should have their meetings. Koreans should have their meetings. Spanish-speaking should have their meetings. This is our church life. Mainland Chinese have mainland Chinese home meetings. Taiwanese Chinese have Taiwanese home meetings. Banana have banana home meetings. Young people have young people's meeting. Old people have old people meeting. Brother, So eventually we three come together. You know why? Even these two are not satisfactory. But at least he read the Bible close to one time a year. That's not bad, isn't it? Put many of us in shame, right? Then this one, at least get a few saved. You didn't get anyone yet, did you? So let's dancing together. Praise the Lord for the church. Hallelujah for the church. We are in the flow. We are in oneness. Hallelujah. We are one. We are one. We are one. We look at the three, say, you're not one. You're not one. You're not qualified to be one. Only we are one because we are doing the same thing. We preach the gospel. We read the Bible. We play. Yeah, it's good. Black and white and yellow. Oh, that display more of the oneness. But how about these three? Oh, we don't see them. They don't belong to us. We are one. Hallelujah. We are one. But this is us. Eventually, everyone talk about the church. Most people miss the church. Amen. Did you realize? Thank you, brothers. Oh, no, no, no. Come on, how about we six come together? No, no, don't go back, don't go back. We six come together and say we are one.
Amen.
Really, we are one.
We are.
Okay. We are one. Good enough, good enough. Don't continue. Don't continue. Because this song has no ending. Brother, now you see some oneness, right?
Amen.
It's not a few brothers say, oh, we are together. We are for this. We are for that. Oh, we have the vision. Brother, no. Because we are the church.
Amen.
As a church, what it says. Thank you, brothers. As a church, what? It's a constitution is everyone. Whatever the race. Whatever the nationality, whatever the education, there cannot be Greek or Jew, but Christ is all and in all.
Amen.
So what? Brothers, don't make issues.
Amen.
Whatever the issue you make, that will break the oneness of the body. And point three, Jesus Christ is the foundation of the church. Christ is a unique foundation. Only Christ is the foundation. So you don't build upon this foundation anything other than Christ. Christ's unique foundation. Then what? The revelation of Christ received by the apostles. They are what? Their laboring is to lay the foundation. Remember, Paul said, the foundation I laid is Jesus Christ himself. Beside this, no one can lay other foundations. The church cannot rely on anything, cannot rely on any person, cannot rely on any ministry, cannot rely on any apostle, cannot rely on any gifted person, cannot rely on any practices. The church may be endeavoring to do these things, but the foundation still have to be only Christ. Then even New Jerusalem, you know, the 12 apostles as 12 decorations of the foundation, to show with his Christ, it is rich in its manifestation.
Amen.
Then we come to the next page, point D. The element of the divine, mystical realm, the church, are one. Nothing you can add. There's only seven oneness. Number one, one body, one spirit, one hope.
Amen.
That relates to the operation. The spirit operates. The spirit executes. To bring us to transfiguration. So there's a glorious hope waiting for us in this one body. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. That shows the substance. In the church life, we only hold Christ. We only hold one faith. And we are the whole one salvation Christ has accomplished. Eventually, one God and Father of all.
Amen.
Brother, please. Don't add anything to this oneness.
Amen.
Everything can be most profitable. But remember what the Apostle Paul says. When the church in Corinth become fleshly, so they begin to say, I am of Paul. I am of Cephas. I am of Apollos. Right? And I am of Christ. Then Apostle Paul said, is Christ divided? Right? He didn't say, oh, I wish Apollo would die. I wish Peter would disappear so that you can only be for Christ through Paul. No, he didn't. He said, who is Paul? Who is Apollo? Who is Cephas? We all are servants, right? Then he honored Apollo. I'm surprised the way he honored him. He said, I sowed. I planted. I planted or I sowed. Same thing. I planted. I sowed. Then Apollos watered. Would you do that? Who is Apollo? Do you know who is Apollo? Apollo is just a satellite. Didn't we send a satellite up called Apollo? In other words, it's not real. It's a fake stuff. It accomplished a certain mission. But it's, I tell you, who is Apollo? Apollo is Apostle Paul's disciple's disciple. Do you know that? Paul got Aquila and what? Priscilla. Then Aquila and Priscilla helped Apollo. Then Apollo's a desperate person in Ephesus. He told them, I'm burdened to go to Corinth. And Aquila and Priscilla are not wise enough to tell him, don't go. Says, oh, well, I'll write a recommendation. So he went and gave a good message. And eventually the saints get so stirred up. Oh, we love you, Apollos. We're for you. If I were Apostle Paul, I would say, who is Apostle? Who is Apollo? My disciple's disciple. It's Brother Zero and Mr. Manus. Who is this guy? But he said something so great. He said, I planted. Apollos watered. In other words, he do not deny the work of the Spirit through other apostles at all. Then he said, but God gives the growth. Amen. Who is Apollo? Who is Paul? They are yours. This is why he said, Paul is yours. Apollo is yours. Cephas is yours. And you are Christ. And Christ is God's. Amen. Oh, I love these verses. Don't you like it? Yes. You don't belong to anyone. You are of Christ. Amen. If Lord raised up his servants in different ways, all the servants of God are yours. Amen. Isn't that good? So here, we have to say, Lord, in the church life, no issue. We don't belong to a man. We don't belong to a practice. No matter how spiritual that man is, no matter how good that practice is, we may receive the riches from that man. We may receive practices from that, receive help from that practices. But however, we are in this oneness. Amen. This oneness can never produce exclusiveness. Think about it, young brother. Do you understand my English? This oneness never excludes others. For instance, are you from Des Moines or so?
Amen.
Are you married?
No.
Oh, okay, come on. Let me ask you. Are you and I in the same body?
Amen.
Are you and I and Barbara in the same body?
Amen.
But Bob is too nice. Brother.
Makes no difference.
You know, you got to learn from me. I never spent too much time with a nice guy. Too nice. I tell you, how about we two practice this one body, one spirit? And let him be a nice guy. Brother, do you realize we divided? We divided? It cannot be divided. Brother, sorry, Bob. Actually, Bob is very able. Nice and able. So that's a virtue. We are one. Let's read it. One body. How about say we say we are? We are one body. We are one spirit. We have one hope. We have one Lord. We have one faith. We have one baptism. We have one God and Father of all.
Amen.
Then you begin to ask, what material do you use? Did you realize all of a sudden everyone become nervous now? Do you realize that? Then all of a sudden you ask, whose ministry are you following? You get even more nervous now. Brother, drop this, please. Drop this. All the ministries are for you.
Amen.
And you are Christ. And Christ is God.
Amen.
Beside these seven ones, you cannot add any other one.
Amen.
Do you get my point? We only have these seven ones. No other one. One baptism. You see. Water. Immersion, our hot sprinkling, our Jordan, our bathtub, our baptism pool. Brother, one baptism. Amen. Don't make issues. Amen. Where did you baptize? Where did you baptize? How did you baptize? Swimming pool. That is an ungodly place.
Am I right, brothers? Swimming pool is not godly.
The ladies are half naked there. And the man doesn't have a shirt on. And you were baptized in that kind of water? Ha! Where did you baptize?
Swimming pool.
Amen. Where did you baptize?
The first time in it, I was sprinkled.
Sprinkled?
Yeah.
No, brother. He didn't even get himself into the water. Let's kick him out. We don't need him. No. One baptism, whatever the way is, wherever the water is. Brother, I never like personally anyone baptized in the bathtub. I never liked it. But I must respect whosoever is baptized through the bathtub. Do you like it? No. Why no? Because baptism is a sober matter. Don't push him into the water and say you baptized. But if he baptized, he's baptized. Amen. There's only one baptism to declare our death and resurrection with Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. And more than that, let's continue. Thank you all. Continue. Then the church is Christ. The church is Christ's unique, mystic, organic body manifest in localities. The mystic and organic body of Christ is spiritual, consists of all believers of New Testament age. When you say the body of Christ, do you know how grand that is? Many times we like to make the body small. You know how grand is his body? Let me tell you. Here you find Apostle Paul. He's in one body with us. Here you find Apostle Peter, right? Here you find Apostle John. And here you find Brother Michael. Right? No. Not become Mickey, huh? Mike, am I right? Here you find Brother Mike. Brother Mike, member of the body. Apostle Paul, member of the body. They are co-members in this one body. This body includes all the born-again believers in these last 2,000 years. Amen. Isn't it grand? Yeah. This is why I tell you, one day when the Lord came back, we all were resurrected or raptured. At that time, I tell you, that glorious amen. Do you get my point or not? Today, I think your lungs are not big enough. When you shout amen, you need a microphone. But that day with the transfigured body of Christ. Amen. And all multi-millions of Christians all shouting together, amen. That is a shout of the body. How great is this? And yet this marvelous body cannot be represented by the body itself. No one can represent the body, but the people can do a thing on behalf of the body. Do you know what I'm talking about? So you ask them out, you say, in this body today, who are in the lead? Brother, this is wrong. There's no one can lead the body because the body is spiritual. You know, sometimes people begin to say, here are five brothers. His name is supposed Titus, and Bill Barker, and Jim Risky, and Paul Nider, even though he still have a job, and James Young, and these are the reverence of the body. No, brother, we dare not. Nobody can, because the body is spiritual. Amen. Yet, at the same time, isn't you Benjamin, right? You're Benjamin small, so you're pretty small. As a small member in the body, can you do something on behalf of the body? Amen. Do you get my point or not? For instance, one brother says, I give myself to Christ. And you answered, on behalf of the body, I receive you. That is okay. But to see, come to me, you see the body, that's not okay. Do you understand? You know the difference or not? Do you get my point? For instance, I represent the Chinese American, I talk to you. That's okay, because I am American or Chinese. Am I right? But to say, you want to find the Chinese, come to me, that's not okay. You want to find an American, come to me, that's not okay. You want to fellowship with the body, come to me, that's not okay. But on behalf of the body, I mean something, that is okay. Because I am a member of the body.
Amen.
Do you get? So what, in practicality, this body is expressed through localities. That is God's wisdom. So here, this mystical organic body of Christ is spiritual, consists of all believers of the New Testament age. That is this grand body with multi-million believers together in this one body. And secondly, this mystical organic body of Christ is made real and substantial on the earth through the local churches.
Amen.
Have you seen the body? Have you? Yeah. Are you meeting with the body?
Amen.
Where?
In Des Moines.
Yeah. You can say that. Brother, let me give a marvelous testimony. Last night, in my dream, Apostle Paul, Apostle Peter, Apostle John came to my home, and we four had a marvelous meeting. You know, after such a testimony, they lock you up in the institution. Because it got to be a mental case. Yet, can you say that? Brother, in Des Moines, I'm meeting with Brian Manahan.
Amen.
I'm meeting with Naomi Manahan.
Amen.
I'm meeting with Water, whatever. I'm meeting with Water's sweet wife, whatever name that is. I'm meeting with whom? What's her name?
Janice Cunningham.
Janice Cunningham. I'm meeting with whom? No, you meet with Titus Chu.
And Titus Chu.
Just think about it.
Amen.
Can you meet with Titus Chu?
Amen.
Joe? Joe, right?
Gilbert.
Gilbert. Gilbert. Can you meet with Titus Chu? You, where do you meet?
Toledo.
You meet with whom?
Tom McNutt.
Yeah, very good.
Roger Woolen.
Very good.
Tony
very good.
Other brothers and sisters.
Yeah, and the Titus Chu.
Brother,
you cannot excommunicate me.
I didn't.
Then how can you not meet with me?
You're not there.
Yeah, the answer is so simple. Because you are not there.
Amen.
How can I meet with you? I can meet with you in the conference.
Amen.
But I cannot meet with you in my localities. Am I right?
Amen.
I tell you, brother, it's God's wisdom that this marvelous mystical body is expressed through localities.
Amen.
There are many local churches. In every local church, in every locality, there is a local church express the body of Christ. In each locality, the local church, the expression of the body of Christ, consists of all believers in that locality at that time.
Amen.
So let me ask you, Gilbert, how big is the church in Toledo?
20,000-30,000.
Good answer.
Amen.
Many times I say, how big is the church in your locality? Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. About 12. Brother, then you are not a local church. You are a local sect.
Amen.
A local church is inclusive.
Amen.
Include every believer regenerated in that city.
Amen.
Isn't that good? Then you say, but how? But they don't come. They don't come. Okay. Yes, they don't come. Okay, here is Toledo. In Toledo, there are 20, 30, 40, 40, 50, we don't know how many thousand of Christians, right? Some says we are Baptist. Some says we are Methodist. Some says we are Catholic. Some says we are Pentecostal. And we say we are the church in Toledo.
Amen.
Do you see the circle?
Amen.
Who divided? We didn't. We are the church in Toledo.
Amen.
The Baptists divide themselves. The Master divides themselves, right? Then the Baptist says, then what should we do? You don't do anything. You just drop being a Baptist. Then we are one.
Amen.
And we are one in Christ.
Amen.
Am I right? You just drop being a Baptist. Then we are one. You just drop being a Pentecostal. Then we are one. I don't think anybody can drop being a Catholic will never drop themselves. So whatever that is. Brother, do you realize the preciousness of the body? Hey, Gilbert. Bill Gilbert's younger son. Do you understand what I say? How many saints are in Columbus? Yeah, many, many thousands. It's a million people, city, right? So there could be 200, 300, 400,000. How many are meeting together? You know, how many are meeting together? That you can answer, 200. 200 are meeting together. They say, why? Well, we don't know. They all like to belong to something else. We are not responsible. Sometimes we got a good idea, you know. Why don't we go to join the Baptists so we can be one with them? Which is true, right? But when you join the Baptist, you're one with him, you divide yourself with other saints. This is why we cannot join any denominations. We cannot be part of any denominations. We declare the oneness of the body expressed in that locality. And that is called the local church. There's a local church in Des Moines. At the time being, there might be only 20, 30, 40 saints knowing each other, even less come together. Am I right? However, they stand on the ground of locality, which become the ground of oneness. Because in one city, there can only be one church. Amen. Do I make sense? Praise the Lord for this. Huh? So now, in each locality, the local church, the expression of the body of Christ consists of all believers in that locality at that time. Do you get my, in that time. The next point, well, we really come to the hard part now. Jim, you think I should continue or stop here? Oh, how about let's enjoy the song, 824. Let me read this to you. Verse 1, you can see that, huh? Verse 1, the church is Christ's own body. Did we just share that? Yes. The Father's dwelling place. Right? The gathering of the called ones. God blended with man's race. Elect before creation. Redeemed by Calvary death. Her character and standing of heaven, not of earth. Then, new man of new creation. Now you know how to say amen, can you? A new man of new creation. Born through her risen Lord, amen. Baptized in God's Spirit, amen. Made holy by his word. Amen. Christ is her life and content, himself his glorious head. Amen. He has ascended with him, she, that means we all ascended with him, amen. Over all her foes to tread. Amen. Then, Christ is her one foundation. Did you realize we cover all the things in the hymnals? Christ is her one foundation. No other man can may lay. Amen. All that she has, as Christ is, divine in every way. Oh, I really like this hymn. Do you like it? In the whole church life, everything's divine. Divine in every way. Her members through the Spirit, their death on Calvary on, their building resurrection, gold, silver, precious stone. The next verse. Can we read together? Next verse. One God, one Lord, one Spirit, her elements all one. One faith, one hope, one baptism, one body in the Son. The triune God is in her, one body, members own. By faith they are united in hope of glory shown. Isn't that good? Then you come to verse 6. I think we can skip. Actually, we shared 5. Huh? We shared 5. Maybe we read 5 too. From every tribe and nation do all the members come, regardless of their classes, united to be one. No high there is, nor lowly. No Jew, no Gentile claim. No free, nor slave, nor masters, but Christ, the one new man. Then, verse 6. One body universal, one in each place expressed. Locality of dwelling, her only ground possessed. Administration local, each answering to the Lord. communion, universal, upheld in one accord. Isn't that good? Every local church has a local administration. Do you realize even the Lord is sarcastic? Always make one church stand out. Like this time is Toledo stand out. Last time was Columbus stand out. Sometime was London stand out. Oh, seems the Lord always tell you, brothers, do you realize I work among the local churches? Amen. And every local church, each answering to the Lord. Amen. Every local church say, Lord, how would you lead us? Amen. How would you operate among us? Amen. Oh, how good is this? Amen. Yeah, once was Cincinnati stand out. It's very interesting. I don't know why the Lord get Toledo stand out. I hope he can continue next time. But anyway, can we sing the hymn, sing this song from verse 1 to verse 6? And after that, maybe we sing verse 6 twice. After that, can we have some testimonies? We finish our meeting at 12:30.